I have one injury to our report for this evening. It's Devon House, had an ankle sprain. I don't know the severity of it, but that's the only injury we had so far to report for tonight's game. With that, I'll take your questions.
Did you get the look that you need to find the right 53, Mike?
Absolutely. I think this game was exactly what we needed. Our first group, played. I don't know how many reps the offense and defense played. We played the first series. We were able to play the substitution, particularly on defense. And, 80 plus reps for our young defensive players. We'll get an excellent evaluation there. I was very impressed with our defense. Frankly, made a big deal about it in the locker room. So I thought it was just a grinded out type victory. The turnovers and the way they battled all the way down to the last play. So very proud of our young group of defensive players. Offensively, we had some drives going there, just had the ball on the ground too much. The turnovers, it limited us. And I think we came in at 46th place, so we want to have as much tape to really evaluate on offense as we did on defense. But there's also quality special teams reps that we'll look at. It's a very good special teams unit, particularly with their starting returners being in there for the whole game. So I think this is exactly what we needed, and it'll give us the final evaluation that we need to make decisions on Saturday.
Mike, when you review tape on a game like this, the fact that Kansas City kept many of the first-team players in through the whole game, does that even add to the value of, you looking at your younger players there in the second and the third and fourth quarter going up against those players?
I absolutely agree with you. I think it's exactly what you want. I mean, you see your younger players play against more experienced units of the opponent. With that, it'll really give us as good as an evaluation that we've ever had, frankly. I mean, the number of plays that the younger players played throughout this preseason, I would be safe to say, is the highest in my time here in Green Bay. So, as I stated over and over again, the number one priority is to pick the right 53, and we feel we've hit the targets of trying to create as much information and create enough opportunities for these younger and newer players to be a part of our football team. So we got a lot of work to do over the next 24 hours.
Mike, is Vic Soto one of those 53?
I'm not going to answer any questions regard to who's on what team or so forth. We cut it down just like everybody in leagues. I think it's Saturday at 5:00. But I'll tell you, I think Vic has played outstanding tonight. I think he stacked two excellent performances back to back. That's what you're looking for your football team and anybody that's trying to make your football team. So we had a goal of trying to improve throughout the preseason. I feel like we've accomplished that. We improved as a football team through weeks 1 through 4. So I feel good about where we are. But our priority was to create as much opportunity, as much information, to pick the best 53 for the 2011 Packers. We hit that target, and we also improved as a football team throughout preseason. So I feel like we hit that target.
Other than helpful, was the thinking about giving so many guys in that office just quick turnaround, or is it just for trust in those guys?
It's the same format I've used every year since I've been here. I think the fourth game is always about making decisions on the bottom part or the second half of your roster. That's the plan. It should look very familiar to everybody here. And we, like I said, we've done it every year.
Mike, at halftime you said we plan on winning this game. So clearly it wasn't just evaluations in that second half. You wanted to have a winning mindset and maybe carry some momentum to next week?
I've never entered a game that we did not have that mindset. So I just felt that the way it was going, I thought our defense was playing very well in the first half and needed to continue to do so. I thought we could do a better job holding on to the ball. But we were very confident, regardless of what Kansas City chose to do in the second half, that we were going to win the game.
What did you see in your ones, Mike?
I thought they were sharp. I thought they were sharp. I thought they were sharp last week, except for a handful of plays. And hopefully when we watch the tape, we're going to say we eliminated those couple plays. So Indianapolis, I thought the first group did a lot of positive things, but the three or four negative plays put a little damper on the performance. And I just, even though they only played one series, I thought they were sharp in their one series.
Mike, you got to look at the tape, but what's your initial evaluation of the way the second string O-line played?
Well, you know, you have to look at it. I mean, a couple of times, we had some obvious mistakes. You know, when a defensive lineman runs right through after the quarterback, that's not the way it's supposed to go. So there are line calls, there's communications, there's other parts to that, to those mechanics that you have to get all the information. But they couldn't, the offensive line, the receivers, all the way through, they couldn't ask for a better situation to try to make the 2011 Green Bay Packers. So to go out and play against a quality opponent for four quarters, I think is a great experience for everybody.
Pass pro for those guys has been a struggle this preseason. Are you comfortable with the guys that you have, or are you guys different?
I'll be extremely comfortable with the 53 players that we pick. So you can bottle them all up into that, because it's about picking the best 53, and I'm looking forward to getting started on the Saints. We'll finish up our game plan tomorrow as a coaching staff with that, but we got a fine group of men. There's more than 53 players in that locker room that deserve to be on this team.
Given all the obstacles, are you guys ready? Do you feel like you're ready for a week from tonight?
Absolutely, we'll be ready. Yeah, we're ready.
Corey Gurley was with the first team. Is that necessarily that you needed to see some snaps with that player early on in tonight's game?
Well, really, the whole first, when the receivers really, that group played the whole game. So it was just probably more of a product of who did not play. But once again, for Gurley, you know, all those guys, Chastain, I mean, that was a great experience for those guys to play against that secondary for four quarters.
Thank you.